Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Luinish Pasam Yaakov Shom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Tzayin. The Gemara throughout in Mudalev brings a discussion: if Kedusha we share in Kitchel Shaiso, the Kitchel Osid Lavoi, or Kedusha we share in Kitchel Shaiso, the like Kitchel Osid Lavoi, is the original Kedusha remain or not remain? And the Rambam says the Kedusha we share in Kitchel Shaiso, Kitchel Osid Lavoi, the Kedusha by some English always remains there, and we just mark on this in the end of Maseches Makis. But I want to focus today on something which is a little bit in Yom Yom, because this daf is learned the day after Lag BaOmer. So let's mention over here something which is the yet Lag BaOmer. When the Rambam brings the Kedusha Ushay Kitchel Shaisa Kitchel Asad Lovoy, says the Raiva on the spot, he disagrees. And he says, even the Mandama in our Gemara that says, the Kedusha Ushay Kitchel Shaisa Kitchel Asad Lovoy, the Kedusha stays, is only for Eretz Yisrael, not for Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha Beis HaMikdash is removed and it will be Nikdash again, Lossid Lovoy. And ends the Raivid with the following words. He says, Kach Nigla Li Misoid Hashem Le'ireyov. I was revealed to me, Misoid Hashem Le'ireyov, the Soid that the Yireim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have. This Loshen, Omer Dasheni, what is the Raivid referring to over here? Reb Chaim Vital, in the Hagdoma Tesha Hagdomas, which is printed at the beginning of Eitz Chaim, he goes there to explain the inyan of Soides HaToyro. And he says the Soides HaToyro, they're not revealed to everybody. And even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on the days of his Ptiro, which is Mekubal to be Lag BaOmer, Rav Chaim Vital doesn't say it over there, but that's the day that we're referring to. What did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai teach on the day of his Ptiro? The day of his Ptiro, he taught the Idru Zuto. Idru Zuto means a small room. It's a chelik in the Zoyar, which is Megalus Soidus Gdoilim Hoid. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the day of his Ptira revealed these secrets, and that's when he was nifter from the world. So says Rav Chaim Vital, first of all, this was hidden, and he was not didn't reveal it till the day of his Ptira. And even then, in the day of his Ptira, he said that the only one who could write the things is Rabbi Abba. And says Rav Chaim Vital, why? Because Rabbi Abba, who wrote Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed, he knew how to write in a way that nobody really can understand what he's saying. So it's written in a way that's very hard to know what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai really refers to. So ask Rav Chaim Vital, if that's the case, what's the point of writing it? If nobody's supposed to understand this, why do you write the things, why do you write Torah that nobody can understand? So says Rav Chaim Vital, Dover Noi Rav Oyam, he says, Doro Basro, in the last generation before Mashiach, then people will finally start understanding what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying. And by learning this chibur and be oisik with it, that's going to bring Melech HaMashiach. And then Rav Chaim Vital adds something else. He says, every generation, there was Yechidei Zgulo, they had Ruach HaKodesh. Eliyahu Navi would come and be revealed to them. And they learned the Sisrei HaChochma Zois, the hidden Torah, which is hidden in the Zoyar and specifically in the Idro. And he brings a list of the Mekubalim HaRishonim that they had the Soides HaKabbalah. And he mentions the Ramban. And he says also the Ravid. Because you look at the Ravid on the Rambam, he writes, he brings two examples. One in Hilchus Lulav says the Ravid, Kfar Hoifia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu Mikam HaShonim. There's Ruach HaKodesh that comes into Beis Midrash and told us the Halacha. And he brings this Halacha that we just mentioned. That the Ravid says that Kach Niglalim Yisoid Hashem Le'ireyov. Says Rav Chaim Vital, you know what is this? This is the Soidis, the Mizgale, to some Chacham in every generation. And when you have the revelation of that secret, you have Gilui of many Pachinas of Torah, also the Hilchas of Torah. And that's the fascinating Loshon of the Ravid in this Sugya. Now, just interesting to point out that Chasam Sofer, in his Chuvon, in the end of Rav Chaim, saying Reish Ches, he speaks over there about this Loshon of the Ravid, and he says, it doesn't really mean Ruach HaKodesh. But he means, you know what we talk about? We talk about the Ruach Hashem that is Shoyre and people that are Oisik B'Toyre Lishmo. There are Zoyche L'chaven L'Emes, they're able to get to the Emes, even if their Seichel is not strong enough to really chap and get this Chochma. And it says, the Gemara in Bobasa says, D'Avayu Shitla Nevuah Min HaNevim M'Chachom Min Loi Nitlo. Says not that like people want to say he's talking to the people one who's he's writing the tshuva to, that the nevuah is nitla ben hanevim, but min chachamim they still have chochma. says, no, it's wrong to say it that way. The nevuah is nitla min hanevi'im, but the nevuah is not nitla from chachamim. The chachamim have a nevuah which is called ruach hakodesh shebekirbo. The idea of oisik b'toyer lishmo zoich ledvorim harpe. Now, some wanted to understand the Hilchas Sofer is arguing on the Havana of Chaim Vital, but l'chor it's the same thing. Chaim Vital is not necessarily saying there's something else called ruach hakodesh. Chaim Vital said there's a special ruach mimeroimim that people who are learning Torah in a certain way are getting a special schus to understand and have a Havana in the Seidus HaTorah. And you mail it to get a Havana what's halacha l'maisa based on that. And this is the lashon of the Rav in our sugyo, nikach nigdali misod Hashem le'reyov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.